Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, Dr. Mike Schutz will be discussing skid loader tips.
When asked what tool they would most hate to be without, many dairy farmers say, "My skid loader." Skid loaders or skid steers have become the workhorse on many dairies. They are used for hay and feed movement, manure scraping, and even live animal transport. But safety must not be taken for granted. According to Purdue University tracking, skid loader mishaps are responsible for around 8% of farm deaths. I've lost personal friends to skid loader accidents, and what is perhaps most tragic is that some are preventable. According to Wisconsin Extension, there are four kinds of accidents involving skid loaders. First is the risk of a bystander being run over. This happens with tractors as well, but is magnified with skid loaders because of the very sharp turning radius and limited visibility to the rear. The second kind of accident involves attachments such as bale spears, post hole augers, and backhoes, but buckets can be very dangerous as well to the operator and individuals working in close proximity. Getting caught between moving parts is a third kind of frequent accident. Certainly the buckets can cause harm, but so can the arms. The fourth common risk is the possibility of becoming trapped or pinned when a skid loader tips its side. Because of cages and roll bars for operator safety, skid steers do not often completely roll over, but can get top-heavy, especially when the bucket is raised. I would add that because the bucket does not have a shock absorber, riding in the bucket loader, falling out, and possibly being run over is yet another risk. Fortunately, many safety features are included by the manufacturers. In a future podcast, we'll consider safety practices to avoid these mishaps.